What's up, Disruptive Innovation Podcast? I'm Ashley Tajay.
Hey, Tribe, it's Nikki.
What's up?
Hello.
As 2021, we made it.
We made it into a new year, y'all.
We made it. Did you see the delay?
The delay? What you mean?
And the ball dropping?
No, I didn't notice.
It didn't drop until 12:02.
That's so crazy.
It's like 10 and 9. I'm like, wait, it's 12:02.
No.
It was delayed. It was so bad. But nothing happened. So I feel like this year is going to be better than 2020.
I don't know. I'm gonna need all my conspiracy theorists to get on that one. It didn't drop till 12:02. So like add all the numbers up or do that backwards and we're gonna find out what's really going on.
That's a fact. Somebody was like, it's December 32nd.
Okay.
2020 extends. Yeah. But yeah, it was crazy though. Like but other than that, I felt good going into the new year.
I definitely feel good going into the new year as well. I think I'm excited. Like, I'm not on this new year, new me bullshit. Like,
no.
I think 2020 scared everybody out of that bold declaration.
Seriously.
But I'm excited for new things. Like, even through 2020, and I think we've talked about, 2020, we've talked about this a lot. Most of us who are spiritually inclined, I mean, we said this last episode, we were blessed. 2020 came with a lot of blessings. So I'm excited for this new energy and see where it takes us.
Exactly. I feel like it's just going to keep getting better.
I hope so. I definitely hope so. We started off with a bang, though, man. I tell you, them fireworks, yo. What was it? 5 or 6, 7 days in? I can't remember at this point. All that crap that happened at the Capitol.
Yeah. What was that? Like, what? It feels like it was so long ago, too. But it was what, last week? Wednesday?
Yeah.
The 6th.
The 6th? Yeah, something like that. I'm bad with my days right now. It's much.
Yeah. So, oh my God, the Capitol. I'm trying to figure out, where's the security?
She said, where's the security?
Like, where are they? Did they quit? Or beforehand? Like, did they call out because of COVID?
They said, this who did we hire? To do with me. Bye.
It don't. It really don't. Honestly, it really doesn't. I mean, I'm not shocked at the way that they responded to it. I'm not shocked that they made their way into the Capitol. I'm not shocked that only, 2 to 3, maybe 4 people died versus more than that. I'm not shocked. Yeah. I mean, it was expected. I'm just like, can we just get to the 20th and have Biden and Kamala come in?
I know you're over it. You're so over it.
Yeah, I don't care about it. It's not my business. Those ain't my cousins. We good. Like, as long as it's not my people, it's just the hypocrisy. Obviously, I'm just tired of that. Like, people making it seem like the Black Lives Matter thing was crazy, which it really wasn't that many. No one went into the Capitol.
No, there was nothing like that. Not at all.
I mean, that's different, but it'll be overlooked.
She said different.
Yeah, it's very different. We didn't do that. We didn't do that. But I feel like they're giving it too much attention.
Do you? Do you think there's a purpose behind it? Because I don't know. I don't know, man. I be having some thoughts, like, and I feel like my thoughts aren't common on that type of stuff. Like, my first face value type reaction, I feel like, is pretty typical. I probably think and feel the same way you do. But then when I begin to peel back the layers, I'm noticing that nobody, right, left or right, has any tolerance for each other. Like, I'm curious on how do we bounce back from this as a society and as humans, period. You have people who have very big belief differences. Everybody believes so differently to the point to where if you don't believe like I do, I now consider you either immoral or a bad person.
Yeah.
Which stops relationship, right? So if you can't love your brother and your sister, I don't know, man. I'm beginning to feel like hearts are being exposed on both sides. Like, I'm not saying anybody is right or wrong. It's not even really about the surface level issue of who is right or wrong. It's about the spirit or the greater spirit that's behind it. I don't know. I'm curious to see, can we go back from this, from being on such opposite sides and dealing with such opposition, are we seeing the true nature of people's hearts? If we don't have, don't, here's my question. We're supposed to have grace in our hearts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we received something that we didn't deserve, meaning we were violators and received grace. So if we see somebody violating, and if we have active grace in us, aren't we supposed to respond in that grace? I don't see that that's going to be able to happen moving forward, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, you know, my response to it is just like, treat them how you treat us. That's all I want to see. Because it was very ghetto. They're thugs. They're very ignorant. It was very unnecessary to even go in the Capitol. Like, for what? You went to Nancy Pelosi's desk and took her mail. Like, how do you feel? Does that really make you feel empowered?
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
It just, in my opinion, it's just stupid. It was just like, it wasn't even like, okay, all right, I get it. No, I don't get it. Okay, going to protest and feeling like they stole the vote. Cool. Do that. You can do that. You can go protest peacefully.
Yeah.
You can go out there with your signs, and you could even stand outside of the Capitol and yell and scream. But for you to break in there, attacking people, and then making it seem like, you know, I don't really want to wish death on nobody, but it's not my problem. Like, okay, you do not break into places. Like, you don't do that. You don't break glass and jump through a window. What do you expect? You're going to get shot.
Well, it's frustrating, right? It's frustrating for those of us who see the world from a different side of the coin, where if that was a different group, we know that the outcome would have been extremely different.
100 dead.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. And the way that it was covered on the media would have been way different, as far as,
yes,
these people, they had criminal records and they came out here with intent. Like, we would have certainly heard those narratives. So it's frustrating to see somebody like Breonna Taylor, who was sleeping in her home, to where her killing is justified, supposedly. Exactly. I'm not saying it is, but supposedly justified in some fashion, it was held up. And then you have people who are clearly in a mob, clearly breaking the law.
Yes.
And there is no physical restraint, really, in any way, shape, or form. That's frustrating for communities to see.
It is. It really is. So that's why I'm just like, I'm just over it. Although, I feel like it's never been really good. Like, this is always the response. Like, it's going to be like that, I feel like, forever.
Mm.
The response is not going to change. They're always going to get, all right, they were angry, it happens. And a Black person, even if they're innocent, it's always going to be their thug. It's always going to be like that.
Right, because Black people are looked at as being dangerous before you even know them. Exactly. So you're not, Black people aren't presented with their humanity first. So regular emotions, exactly, like you're disappointed, you're angry, you know, your rights were violated, or you feel this way, you're not given that benefit of a doubt because your humanity is not shown. It's just the fact that you're Black, so you're dangerous.
Right. So I'm just to the point where it's just like, you know what? This ain't my business. This ain't my fight. So I won't be caring about it. I won't be watching it. I don't care if anyone died. That's not my business. I don't care if anyone's arrested. Although they're going to do the whole, we're arresting them. They're going to be out tomorrow. We don't care. It defeats the purpose.
You think that?
So.
You think that for real?
Yeah, they're going to drag it out. They're going to go through, you know, trial, possibly. They're going to get probation. Yeah. It's not going to be that deep, or 100 days in jail. It's not going to be that. They're not going to do anything. They're not going to make an example out of these people. But Trump is out of here on the 20th. So
you definitely right. I mean, there probably will be something late. I watched Biden's speech tonight, and I'm just cautious of everybody. Like, I got to be honest with you at this point. I don't trust anybody. I don't trust no politician. No. I don't trust a Republican or a Democrat, because I do feel both sides have done it. But the Democrats have written in laws that have locked up Black people for years.
Oh, trust me. Exactly. And we ain't forget about that. That's why Kamala and Biden being in there now, we didn't get them in here because we forgot. Well, for me, I didn't vote for them because I forgot what they did. Oh, I'm holding them accountable as well. But you gotta come in here and make a difference. You gotta come in here and seriously, like, right your wrongs. Like, you gotta really, like, be on it, because we had this man in here for 4 years and he did nothing different. So now we're gonna give you a chance to come in, be honest about the mistakes that you made in the past, because we all make mistakes, we get it, and seriously make a difference.
That's good. I think accountability is definitely the key there. It's just crazy. Like, you know, I think we should be very vigilant. I think we should keep our eyes on everybody. We should certainly hold people accountable. Yo, so, you know, obviously, like, most of my family, especially, and for the listeners, if you don't know, the majority of my family has been in the prison system. Like, I literally was born in the only maximum security prison that New York has. Mm-hmm. So one of my uncles, who I've been communicating with, he got like 30 years. 30 years or life sentence. You know how them sentences be weird? It'd be like 20 to life and you can do 30. So yeah, he got a 20 to life. Come to find out, he was a first-time offender, number one. And he went to jail for a non-violent crime. Now, I'm sure he should have been convicted, because I'm sure he was guilty of doing whatever they said. But it was robbery. So a first-time offender, robbery for 30 years? You gotta come better than that. When I tell you I don't trust these people, I have reason not to. Like, I've seen the way that this works.
Seriously.
It's crazy.
In 30 years for, and that's what I'm talking about. 30 years. Insane.
He's supposed to come out like this year. So, you know, it's gonna be the first time that he comes out into the world after being incarcerated for 30 freaking years. You don't know how to act. You don't know how to acclimate. You don't know how to assimilate yourself. No. It's right. Just, you know, it's different.
It is. It really is. But the sad part about it is, like, he's coming home, and honestly, from now and 30 years ago, not much has changed.
Got you.
Other than what the music, the way people dress, it's a different vibe now with social media, but that's pretty much it. Race, it's still happening. People are still, Black people are still going to jail, getting these outrageous, you know, time in jail. And there's white people doing the same stuff, if not a little bit worse. The Capitol, I am appalled. These people went into the Capitol. They need to be put under the jail. Like, lock them up.
It feels like, you know, I don't know, man. It just kind of feels like we're living in a really weird narrative. Like, this movie that we're watching right now, like, these last, what is it, 6 days? We got 6 days left. It's just weird, right? Like, the beginning of the year, when the Capitol happens, and now the last few days of who we have in office, and then obviously the power is going to switch over to Biden. It's just, it's interesting. It's like a weird movie that we're watching play out.
Exactly. A very weird movie. Kind of like Power.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
So what are your thoughts on Power season? What is this, the first season?
It ended? It was the Power playbook.
Yeah.
Holy mackerel. I'm in love with this show. First of all, I think the writing is top notch.
I think it's good.
I hate you right now. Don't play.
Yeah, I think it's good. Yeah, I think it's good. It's all right.
No way. You can't do it like that. She said, I think it's good.
It doesn't compare to Power.
You're
bugging.
You're bugging.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Wow. Your heart's impressed.
Yeah. I mean, I'm really not, though. I don't care for Tariq, really. I like Tariq I like the person who plays Tariq. I don't like Tariq's character.
Yeah, so you're biased. That's why. First of all,
biased.
A long time ago, I just want to say this. I always knew, like, when Tariq started to sneak around in Angela's closet and he took the gun, back when he first started being a little badass, I knew then he was going to be the next kingpin. Like, I'm sorry, I think Tariq is the perfect making of a boss. Everybody hated him, nobody liked him, but I saw it coming. I just want to put that out there.
Tariq is unstable.
Okay, girl, you gotta defend yourself.
What? Tariq killed his father.
He had to.
Exactly. So he could take his position, because he'll never, he will never, ever be as big of a boss as Ghost.
Nah, I think Tyreek is going to be bigger.
No, I don't think, I don't think so. And the only reason why, Tariq is very unstable. Now, if I did not watch Power, yeah, in my opinion, he's not, Tariq is not to be trusted. You can't trust Tariq. Like, killed his own pops. He got his own sister popped.
I feel like that he mimics Ghost completely. Ghost would do anything necessary, or he would do whatever's necessary to keep himself in the position that he needed to. That's Tyreek.
Ghost wouldn't have got Tommy killed. He would have killed Tommy, but he wouldn't have got Tommy killed, but he didn't. We can't forget that Tariq is a terrible, ungrateful little bastard.
He's not ungrateful. I'm going to give you Tariq, that. Like, yes, he was spoiled. He was ungrateful. Now, yes, I give you that. But at the same time, yes, he's a child. Like, he's a kid.
He was, who did not have to go down that path. Now, I'll give this to you. If I only watched this season without watching Power, I like this Tariq, but I don't want to forget what Tariq did. You were a good kid, raised very well, and chose to be some hood nigga. Like, I don't respect it. I don't respect people who did not grow up in that life, who actually had a pretty good life. Like, okay, your pops worked all day. How many people's parents go to work all day? Like, come on, nigga. Like, we can't make it seem like he didn't really know. He knew, in my opinion, because his mom and his dad, obviously, he started to get very sloppy when he started cheating. But before that, he didn't know what was going on. You just thinking that Pop's got a nightclub and we got money. He got to be at the nightclub all day.
That's people true. Work. I'll give you that one. I'll definitely give you that one. He definitely didn't need to go into the lifestyle. But I think, so, and this is what I think I love about this show. It shows you the relationship and the dynamic of power in different scenarios and what that relationship looks like. So you have like multiple things going on in this show at once. Big ups to the writers for it, because I think it's so intricate. So no, Tyreek did not need to go into the lifestyle. However, I think what you're undermining is the influence of somebody's parent on their life. And not just so much the direct things that they do, right? Like, not saying that because Ghost cheated, right? Lots of parents cheat. Lots of parents get divorced. It doesn't mean you automatically become a drug dealer. It's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that you watch the way your father operated. That teaches you how to be. That is an inherent risk to somebody in that lifestyle. Because now your child that is around that and sees that, you are teaching them that's how to be. That's why I think Tyreek is perfect. Not because of he made the choice to be a drug dealer. No. Because I feel like pathologically what set him up in his mind and his responses to be able to function in the scenarios that he's functioning in is because of the way he was raised. That's what I'm saying.
Got you. And I could see it that way. I just still think that he's not, I don't trust him. I don't trust people like him. I can't trust him. If I feel like if you have to kill anybody to get to the top, it's not worth it. Right, so I can't trust you.
Here's the thing, and this is, I'm gonna actually relate this back to a couple of things. We always play the game of life, right? Like, we have the saying, hate the player, not the game. Right? And it's like with that is the game. Anybody in that lifestyle is going to do some grimy things. We've seen every single character do grimy things where they're compromised, because that's the game of that lifestyle. So you can't hate on Tyreek for assessing the game properly and then playing his hand to the game. That's what makes him so good. He's adaptable. That's the only way you win.
But him killing, like, the ops is not the problem for me. Him killing his pops was the problem. He knew that in order for him to really take over, he had to kill Ghost. And in my opinion, that's not really, like,
but at the same time, that's Ghost grimy. His way. You see what he's, like, the very last episode, spoiler alert, if y'all ain't watched Power Book 2, so don't listen to this part, bleep me out. You've seen him when he killed Jabari, first of all. You was mad hype when he killed Jabari, because I know I was. I could not wait for him to get popped.
Jabari had to die, but Jabari was an op.
But you realize what he said to Jabari is, you gave me no choice. You put me in a predicament to where I'm either now having to choose you over me. And anytime you choose, I'm putting that predicament, I'm going to always do what's necessary. And I'm going to choose me. That's how you become successful in that lifestyle, is knowing when to pull the trigger. And I think Tyreek knows when to pull the trigger. Unfortunately, if you remember, Ghost put him in that very same predicament. Ghost never took accountability or responsibility for any of the things he did, people he killed, drugs he sold, anything. He always evaded his consequences. But when it came time for Ghost to run for office, he wanted Tyreek to confess. So now he put himself at odds with Tyreek. It's like forcing your hand. Like, why are you going to try to put me in checkmate? Now I have to kill you. You've made me your enemy.
I don't know. I don't see it like that. I don't see it like that. Like, him killing Jabari, it made sense. Right? Like, in my opinion, it made sense. That's what you do in that lifestyle. You kill the people who are, like, getting in the way. Ghost wasn't really getting in the way. Yeah, Ghost is getting in the way of you being some hood nigga. You're too... Tariq is too smart to be out here selling drugs. You are too smart to be selling drugs. You literally finessed it to get your mom off. You should not be selling drugs, my nigga. Life is way bigger than drugs. He has the potential to do some big things based off what Ghost instilled in him. But if we want to be honest, like, this nigga killing your pops, that's not a part of the game. Grimy niggas kill the people who really want the best for you. They just may not come, they might not teach you, or they might not say it in a positive way, so I might come off like, yo, this nigga hating on me. But sometimes people, it's not the fact that someone's hating on you, it's sometimes it's really like they want the best for you.
I totally agree with all that. Tyreek should not be selling drugs. He's way too smart to be doing that. He could be running a multi-billion dollar company in whatever industry he chooses. I get all that, but you're discounting the number one rule of the game, and that's loyalty. And Ghost did not show Tyreek loyalty when he needed him. He wanted Tyreek to give himself up. You can't, and I get it, it's still his pops, but you put him in a fucked up situation by making him choose.
But you know what? But you know how I feel about that? I would have done the same thing, for the simple fact is, you know, now at this time where, what's her name? Raina got popped. Raina's dead. Now you know that your pops and your Uncle Tommy is like, they actually really like, they're killers. So why wouldn't you go to them? You tried to, Tariq now is completely different from Tariq then. That was a very premature thinking. He was just on some like, niggas have my sister, yeah, they gotta die. Which I understand that. That's your twin. You had a good bond with your sister. I get it. But there was ways to handle that. Tommy and Ghost could have killed him and no one would have even known that he was gone. There's ways around it. I feel like the one thing that we gotta, like, you never win when you play dirty. A grimy person will never succeed. You might succeed now, but eventually the truth will always come to light. And when you do wrong to people, it's gonna come back to you. Nigga, Tariq is grimy. He's an ungrateful little bastard. Now, Tariq now, I like Tariq now, but I can't forget what he did in the past. He's a grimy. I can't trust it. And that's why I feel like Tommy feels the way that he feels. Tommy really want to kill him.
But I think, right.
But it's like, I promise you that I wouldn't.
Tyreek as a character, right? Like, think about all his influences, though. He's got Ghost heavy as an influence, but he also has Tommy. Tommy's a fucking psychopath. Like, I wouldn't cross Tommy, oh my God, like, ever. You heard what he said to him in the last scene. I know you don't let go of grudges ever. Like, you wild out for no reason. He got Kanan in him. Right. Kanan was grimy as hell. Kanan taught him a lot of game. And plus, he got his mama. Tasha ain't no schlep either. Tasha really instilled some things in him. So I think he's got the elements of all these conniving people. And I think he plays people better than anybody in the show, including his father, including Ghost. My money's on Tyreek.
Got you. See, and my money's on Ghost, but since he's dead, I don't have money on anyone.
Bring me my money.
I don't know. No, I can't. I don't even like Tasha. She's another one. She's very problematic. This could have went the right way. You ruined it. I don't like neither one of them. I feel like Tariq has the smarts of Tommy, and he has the smarts of Ghost. but he has the grimy, very inconsiderate ways of Kanan and Tasha. And it does not mix. It don't work. It might look like, yo, this nigga, yo, he moving. He got it.
You think it's going to come crashing down on him?
I don't think they're going to switch the show and make it like that, but I feel like if it was real life, oh yeah, most certainly. But on the show, no, they gotta keep it juicy. It wouldn't make sense to put him in jail. Just like we knew Tasha wasn't gonna go to jail. For what? You know, and like, yeah, it's cool to make it look like, all right, yo, we're gonna send her away. She'll be back next season. Like it's, you know, you gotta keep the show going. But like in real life, if this was real, I wouldn't trust him. I wouldn't trust him. And that's exactly why Monet don't trust him. She respect him. But she don't trust him. I respect him.
But I have to trust him to be who he is. That's what I mean by you have to know your opponent. Like, I think a lot of times, even in just general life, we deal with people on how we wish that they were. And especially when it comes to morality. I don't trust you. It comes down to your moral compass and code. But if you're in this situation and you're reading the pieces to this puzzle accurately, you can trust him to be who he is, because at least he's been consistent with who he is. Now, you may not trust him in the sense to where you think he's always going to do the right thing because it's the right thing to do. You'd be foolish. You're a fool. You're not paying attention. But she knows who he is, so she's going to trust him to be who he is. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and I'm with that. Like, I would trust him business-wise. When it comes to getting to the money, getting to the bag, he I trust him with that. That's it. I wouldn't trust him with anything else. Like, okay, we're in the thing, the place start, we in the, wherever they were, they start shooting up the spot, which I really like them having Jackie Long on there. I thought that was dope. So they start shooting up the place. You're standing next to the girl. You know she likes you, and you kind of like her. You like the girl from school a lot more, but he likes her. So it's like, it's the right thing to do to be like, get down. That's what I'm saying. Like, we give niggas too much credit for doing very mediocre things. Like, yeah, like, I respect the grind. When it comes to like the way that he got his mom out of job was like, yo, I like that. The way that he finally killed Jabari, because I was like, please kill him, please kill him.
I hated him. Ugh.
I like hate. Oh my god! I was, when they finally killed him, I was like, please do not just leave him there. Shoot him in the face. Like, I needed his character gone. So I'm glad. No. I'm glad that he's gone.
What do you think about it's a homegirl, like, and a basketball player? I like her.
I like her too, but I feel like you never, and this is just my opinion when it comes to women, you never sleep with totally someone beneath
especially
you.
When you're in an authority position and that's your whole student. Like, you can't be sleeping with no student. That's just
exactly crazy. Right. Now, if he would have graduated, went off to the NBA, all right, cool. But no. Yeah. And he make me nervous. I feel like
freaking hilarious. The faces he makes, he looked like a little boy that's gonna get his ass whooped. Like, I think I can just tell him what I know, Auntie. Like, no, you will not. That is a fucking stupid idea.
Exactly. And I love the white boy.
What's his name?
I cannot think of his name, but I really like him.
Yeah, I like him too. I think he's a good character.
Yes, and a loyal friend. I feel like
he
gonna hold it down.
He definitely is. I'm tired of Kane. I was so tired of Sax. Oh my god, I don't know why Sax is driving me nuts. He's great.
Very.
Yeah.
Very.
I hate Sax too. I hate Jabari. I'm definitely ready for Kane. He got a Bobby Brown his way up on out of there. Like, gotta go.
Gotta go. What? And I don't like Method Man's character. I don't trust him either. When he was trying to switch up and go at Tariq, I was wait, we didn't hire you for that. Like, we didn't hire you for that. You need to mind your business. Right. Get Tasha out and let's move on. No, we're not here for that. So I was like, because what good does it, like, come on, the show's going to be terrible if he goes to jail, although we know he's not. But it was like, no, can we get off of Tariq? Like,
he bought the baddest lawyer in the city for a dollar. I like her.
Love her.
She was bad. So
He needs to
out
keep
of
her.
All Tyreek's little jump offs, all his little girlfriends, who you like best? So his three joints. Mary's daughter, I forget her name. The little light skinned girl at school. Yes. And then the one that was selling drugs.
The one who was selling drugs with him. I don't trust her. Because she already showed that she was not loyal from the beginning. I feel like you really have to trust, like, when people show you their true colors, you got to believe it. So I don't trust her. Although I like her. She getting her money, you know, she out here being dangerous. I like the way that she moved her business. Like, she's not too loud with it, but I don't trust her.
She was like, yo, I'm a monster. Like, but so are you. I thought that shit was fly.
Yeah. Right. But I don't know. It's something about her I don't trust. I feel like she will definitely, if it came down to it, yeah, it's either me or you. Sure. She's going to tell.
Absolutely. So are you picking the one that you like or the one you like best for Tyreek?
The one I like best for Tyreek, because I like all three of them, actually, on the show. I like all three of their characters, but the one I think best for him, honestly, is none of them. Yeah, none of them, because the light-skinned one is going to be just like his mom.
Okay, or, yeah.
No, like Angela. And Monet's daughter, I like her, but I don't want him to be too into that family. I feel like nothing good is gonna. I don't know, cause I don't really trust Monet like that.
I get you. I mess with her character though. Monet, I love how she walks through and has her whole queendom.
Yes, I love the outfits too. Yes, but I don't know. Yeah, I think he needs to mess with somebody who is complete, like just out of the way.
You're really not gonna pick a character in your whack. I think Monet's daughter is perfect for him.
No, I don't.
I like Monet's daughter for him. She's smart. She's book smart. She was raised in the same type of socioeconomic class as him. So she's not a little hood booger. But she does know her way around that lifestyle. She doesn't necessarily want in that lifestyle. She's being forced. So I think she has
understanding
for it, but I think she can match him because of her versatility. I like her for him, and I think she's adorable.
Yeah, see, and I think that's the thing. I think they're all pretty girls. I like all their characters. I'm just like, he needs to find somebody who is completely out of the way. I feel like the one in school, once she seen that he was feeling Monet's daughter, it was like, all right, I'm willing to do anything to get in your face, and we don't trust people like that. If you will do anything, like literally anything, just to be in my presence, I can't trust you.
I like that.
Because then you'll literally do anything, and I can't trust that. We got to have some morals. We got to have some boundaries. Monet's daughter I like, but I feel like it's going to be the same cycle, because she's going to be so invested she's not going to know how to detach from it. So if he was 20 years from now, I want to have a nightclub, no, I married you to be the biggest kingpin.
Gotcha.
That, like, what? That I can't do it, and it makes me back to Tasha. You know, I don't like Tasha's character. So can't do it. I can't do it.
I guess you said what you said. I guess we have to respect it.
Right. Now, what do you think about the 50 Cent series? I'm excited. Talking about Kanan, how you feel about that?
Listen, these types of movies and shows, I love these movies. I love these little neighborhood movies. Like, I loved any story about Nino. Like, what? I'm over here and mess it up. You already know.
Well, Paid in Full is our number one.
I like Scarface. I like Fresh. Fresh is one of the, I think, best ever.
Yes, Fresh is a good movie.
Neighborhood hero, kingpin type joints. This is my jam right here. So,
got you. I'm really excited for it. I'm ready for Tommy.
Yeah, I want to see everybody's. Like, I want to see the neighborhood. I want to see when they grew up, where they grew up.
Exactly. I want to see that. I want to see, like, who's going to play the young Ghost.
Anything like that.
I wish Ghost would come back.
You never know. The rewind may show him. They may bring him
and bring Brenda back. Yeah, or have him just come back literally as a ghost. Speaking of Tariq, like how they had Raina come back.
Definitely, I need something. No, I'm definitely for it. I want to see them in Queens. I want to see them grow up, like anything like that, like back in the day, like Nino Brown, New Jack City. Like, I love all those type movies, so I'm for it.
Yes. Definitely. But I mean, you know what? This season, if without watching Power, this
I liked it too. I liked thought it was really good.
It was good. It was definitely good. And Jabari is dead, so I'm happy. So then what else do you got on the agenda?
Speaking of New Year's, I was you know, I've been doing like my little energy work and whatnot, and just I feel like last year, my theme last year was really being rooted, right? Like we kind of talked about that last episode too, is, you know, getting rooted and really being able to take flight. And so I was looking back on just kind of some of my spiritual notes, I guess you would say, from last year. And I realized that God has been speaking to me in colors. And I accepted it. Mm-hmm. And I did like my vision board and things like that last year based off of the color that he gave me. So I had put a bunch of things up. I used words, I used intent, all that type of stuff. And I made sure that I incorporated the color. The color he gave me for last year was yellow. Very interesting. And I didn't realize how interesting or spot on it was until I looked back on it, because when I looked up the meaning of the color yellow, obviously, like everything or color has its good side versus its negative side. So I was only looking to manifest quite clearly the positive things, right? I didn't pay attention to anything negative. But it's very interesting that like the meaning of yellow has to do with energy. It's a joyous color. It's radiant. It's a color of enlightenment. It's the color of spirituality. I did a lot of energy work last year. So I felt like that was very, very much so right on. For a lot of us felt very grounded. A lot of us felt like we were enlightened, especially with everything that's been going on. The negatives of yellow, which yes. is very interesting, have to do with caution and sickness. So looking back, God is faithful to where I only manifested what he has for me. And that's always going to be, you know, we already know God wants what's positive for us. But it's interesting that even though that's what I manifested, even within that promise, he gave me the whole picture. I didn't see it then, but I see it now. So interesting. Oh, blew my mind. So I definitely wanted to share that with all of our listeners. I believe the color he gave me this year is blue. Mm-hmm. So
okay.
I don't know. We'll see what that looks like, what it manifests like. But symbolism wise, it's the color of trust and loyalty. It's honest. Oh. It's reliability. So the negatives have to do with being passive. So maybe not confronting things or not showing up and taking action. So it's really interesting. I'm really kind of into what's happening, what this is doing. You know, I follow my girl on IG, Know the Zodiac. Shout out to @KnowTheZodiac. Shout out to @ScorpioMystique. Like, I follow all her stuff and she's always right on. And I know y'all are going to drag me because I'm mixing spirituality, mm-hmm. but whatever, this is my process and this is where I'm at. God speaks to me through everything. So poo poo on you. Period.
Exactly. Period. like, look.
I got
it. We get in where you we fit in, know. Okay? And that's how it works for us. But I like the blue, though, because I feel like
I do too, low-key which is already crazy, saying that. Right? Like, and I checked one of her posts. It was a Scorpio post, so I'm a Scorpio, if y'all don't know. Mm-hmm. And the first day of the new year, her post was about using your voice. Like, this is a year where you need to begin to fine-tune basically what you're asking the universe. This is a year that you have to fine-tune utilizing what you're asking for. You got to use your voice. And so I'm like, huh, that's interesting. And she says something about, you know, opening up your throat chakra, right? Using your voice. I looked up
yes.
the throat chakra. Do you know the color of the throat chakra? It's blue.
What is it?
Girl, I was like, okay, what? I'm on the right path.
Yes. Oh, crazy, my right? goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, my that God. Makes a lot of sense. That's nuts. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I feel like this is like literally the perfect year for
It
that
is a
because it's
year
going to be a
long.
lot of change.
I agree with you.
Yeah. So I'm with that. Oh my goodness. And you know they have like the Shock Free
They have
Healing
a
Book. I
lot
want to
of
get that
involvement
book
types. I'm
now.
not super duper familiar with it. You know, I'm learning some familiarities, you know, about it and things like that, but they definitely do have some info available.
So I think, yo, that's perfect.
Blue's the
The blue
color.
shot, blue is the color. Your throat, yep, your throat chakra. Speak for yourself, stand up for yourself.
So
This,
that's
you
what's
know what?
happening
I
though,
like
man. I'm just
that.
kind of leaning in. That's where I'm at. I'm leaning in to what I feel like is for me and just trying to do that growth. What's on your shopping list? I know we was talking about some brands and things like that. I definitely want to start shouting out some brands. I know quarantine had me go natural everything. I haven't had my nails done. I'm not wearing makeup. Like, listen, it's been a
What?
whole dead ass year. So, yeah. Yep.
Wow. Yeah, well, I didn't get my nails done, but
She said,
I
I'm
do them
doing
myself, so.
myself.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I'm not giving nobody no money. I was too afraid. I don't, that glass is not gonna protect me
What's
from COVID,
your
so
beauty
I need
regimen? Tell me
to.
about your beauty regimen. You got anybody special that you use or who's in your cabinet? What do you eat? What do you drink? Are you investing in the women-owned companies? Are you buying black? What are you doing?
Yeah, I use my own stuff, Cameron Beauty, but I use like CeraVe. I use Paula's Choice. Paula's Choice, I do believe, is ran by a woman. CeraVe is not, and it's not black owned, but it does work for my face. I use some other products that I don't really care to shout out because they ain't paying me. But I with makeup though, I will say that I bought a lot of makeup, and it's all black
Okay.
owned. Supa, the crayon case, I will forever
Ooh.
use her stuff. And Beauty Bakery, who is made by a black woman. And her stuff is amazing. And
Oh,
also, you know, Fenty.
I have not gotten any Fenty stuff, but I
Yes.
really, really want to.
Her foundation is dope. So I would have to say for makeup, all black owned. I don't use any. I no more MAC.
What? Wow.
No Sephora brand. No, none of that. No, I'm off of it. Supa got everything. Beauty Bakery got everything. And then Fenty. And that's all black owned by Supa, the lady who does bake the Beauty Bakery.
Wow,
And Fenty,
that's really
Rihanna,
dope.
all black
So,
people.
okay, so you got some good makeup in
Yeah.
there. I was in the shower the other day and I was looking at like all the stuff I had in my shower and I noticed like holy shit, like this is like off market type stuff. Like this isn't usually I'm so basic when it comes to my toiletries. First of all, I live with four boys, four men. So like if they get Old Spice, that's what I'm using in the
Yeah.
shower. Like, you know what I mean?
No!
It wasn't really working for me. It's not for our parts like that. And I was like, this is uncomfortable, bro. Like, what is happening?
No.
Yeah,
Right,
I got a
like this
screeching,
ain't it.
so I had to do better. Oh my gosh. So like I
So
bought Honey Pot
funny.
for the first time, which is a feminine wash. Because I was like, I can't be using it's dumb
You know
dope.
what?
Like
I do use her stuff.
it really is. And I was like, all
It's
right, I
really
can't be using
good.
these harsh things like with chemicals and fragrances and things like that. Like Nikki, because if you know me, I'm being delivered from being extra super cheap. Come off the dollar, come off the dime, and go get other soap for you. So
Yes.
I went, yo.
Yes. Come
I
on,
did.
Nikki,
I
get
left
rid of
it.
that. Leave that in
I put it
2020.
behind me. And then I didn't even know who they were owned by, what their story was, but it's really dope. It's a woman, it's a black woman. Her story is that she kept getting feminine infections and the ancestors came to her and gave her a solution. So it's a beautiful story behind the brand. And the brand itself is just so dope and it definitely works. Boom,
So
that's
dope.
what I
And
got. So
the
you already
sensitive
know.
wash is popping.
Yeah. Already
Yes.
is.
It's
I didn't even
so
know they
good.
had the whole
And they got
line. Like I'm super
tampons,
jazzed, like just thinking about
pads.
all the different things that they have. And that's my thing. It's not even just about
it's women owned, it's minority owned or black owned or anything like that. It's really about a product that works. So I was like, all right, this is dope. I had bought it, didn't even realize
Exactly.
it. That was my story on why I bought it. Then I'm looking at my face wash. I've suffered from acne for years. I'm not a teenager. I mean, I'm not old, but I'm not a teenager. So for me to have acne, it's been bothering me for a long time. And let me tell you, I've gone to the dermatologist. I've been on hormones. I've been on a daily antibiotic. I've even had, yeah, man, I've had to have a steroid
What?
shot in my face. Yeah, all different types of things.
My
So
God.
just 2019, like that whole year, I was on mad medicine and medication, and my skin never cleared up. It was always bumpy. I tried everything. When you talk about over-the-counter shit, like proactive and all that bullshit, ain't none of that work. The point to where I was on all that medicine.
No.
I went onto Instagram and I was just looking at different videos of what people were doing for their face. And I'm a healthy person, so I drink my water and I do my this and my clay mask and blah, 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 blah. Nothing works. I came across this brand called Perfect with a C, so not perfect, but Perfect Tone. And I ordered their stuff. It's like medical grade products. They're based out of the Bahamas. So they're not even stateside. They're based out of the Caribbean. I think they do now have an office in Trinidad. And they're an entire like they not just make these products for your face, but they're like a, I don't know, like what would you call it? Like you can come in for consultations and do different things there on site. Yes.
Also, they're like
So I
estheticians.
have bought their stuff and it's not
Got you.
cheap, but I used it for like
Yeah.
4 weeks. I saw immediate change in my skin. After about 8 weeks of use, my entire skin itself was replaced. I have not worn foundation in probably 5 years.
What?
I never wear makeup now. I can go barefaced everywhere. My skin is beautiful. My skin hasn't been smooth and beautiful since I was a child. Yes.
What?
So shout out to
See,
At Perfect
in the
Tone if you
natural
guys are having
products.
any type of skin problems. I'm telling you, hands down. Then I started on everything's natural. So now I want to put natural stuff in my hair. I started using Homegirl, K Cola. What the heck is her line? Organi Hair Care. It's all about just natural products, completely organic. And also, what is it? Not pH balance. What's the other one? If something is alkaline, that's what it is. And her products are amazing. So I was like, yo, I found three products without even trying. If you want to support businesses to where you can get behind who they are and what they do, I just gave you three. At Organi Hair Grow, at Perfect Tone, at Honey Pot. Those have made a big difference for me personally, and that they work.
Exactly. I can definitely vouch for, Honey Pot. Oh my God, it's dope.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Products are dope. See, yeah, so support Black, definitely support Black-owned business. Support women, because these niggas don't be knowing nothing about feminine line and they don't be
Exactly.
knowing nothing about makeup. So definitely support women. Yeah, so I love that though. That's so cool. I'm definitely gonna, check out their Instagrams and stuff like
Yes,
that.
we'll
And we'll
definitely
tag them
tag
on
them.
our
You may
page so
see
y'all
if
can
they'll
see
give
them.
us like a discount code. I know Perfect Tone gave me a discount code with my own name on it and whatnot. Yeah, they gave me 20% off. So I'm sure,
What?
maybe we can finagle with them, maybe some of our listeners, because I know we have listeners from all around the world. Hopefully we can get y'all some discount codes
Yes.
and you guys can play using the products.
Exactly. Yeah, we definitely listen. We about to do that and see if we could do it. If we could brand with Fenty, that'd be dope.
Yo, shout out to the
All right. So,
The hell
we
you think
definitely
about
got to do
OnlyFans,
that.
by the
Like, oh
way?
my
I'm
God, that'd
definitely
be
about
dope.
to bring this up
You
because
know,
I've been
this.
approached by a friend,
Please.
and one of my friends is doing it, and she's making bank. When I tell you bank, I mean bank. Girl showed me her account
What?
and everything. Like $4,000 or $5,000 the first 4 weeks. I'm telling you, money paid, baby.
What?
Like, Nick, like, I'm telling you, like, you should do this. And I'm like, damn. Like, I set up my account and everything. And I was like, I don't know if I can do this, son. I was stirred. Oh, man. How you feel about that? What do you think about this whole industry just popping and
honestly,
it's making a whole lane. Like, you can make a whole income.
I mean, like, seriously. And, like, the income that they're making, you ain't getting this at work. Like, so trust me, I don't think there's nothing wrong with it. I actually love that people are up there doing what they're doing.
You got any OnlyFans subscriptions?
I don't find a problem with it. No. No. I can say that I'm not paying for it. But if it was somebody I knew up there, I'm still not paying
I'll
for
share
it. But I'll
now
share
with
it.
You
but I'm not paying for it. No. Yeah. But I'm here for it though. Like, when people say doing it, I'm never like, what? I'm like, girl, do you? Like, first of all, they gotta pay to see something. So you ain't giving it away for free. And it's not like somebody could, I mean, you could, you know, steal it and then post it on like a free porn site or something like that. But you get in trouble for doing stuff like that. Right. So it's like, girl, live your life. And even if they do steal it and share it, they had to pay for it first to get to it. So I find nothing wrong with it. I actually,
now,
I'm for
would
it.
Would you let your significant other have an OnlyFans? Yeah.
Depends on the price. But honestly, since it's my husband, it depends on who he is. I got to be honest. It would depend on who I need to make sure, like, I know his character. Because I feel like some people may get up there and be like, I'm only doing this for the money. But then some people may get up there and
really
are not used to that attention.
Like, you're not used to having access to things like that. People showing their desire and whatnot for you. I could only imagine that could ruin you. Yeah.
Right. So, but I don't know them personally, but I know of couples who do it together and get in the bag. And I'm like, hey, even better. Now, y'all both know what y'all doing. Y'all out there putting it out there. I mean, but I don't know for my spouse. I would have to know you for a long time to be like, all right, I'm cool. Yeah, and then again, I'm a little stingy, so I probably would say, no, I don't want you showing nothing that belongs to me. Oh, that's nasty. Don't. Why are you showing people that?
I definitely get it.
You know, I don't want people knowing our personal business. But I'm here for OnlyFans. OnlyFans, I'm here for it. If somebody got one, listen, we'll share.
If you got a little money machine, we'll ask you. Okay. Yeah,
right.
We do that for free over here.
For a fee, but we will post you up there. Yeah. Yo, 4,000 or 5,000in her first 4 weeks. Come on
she
now. That's
like
that
the
sounds
top
pretty come
four
on.
Or
that's
5%
a lot.
Yeah, earners. Yeah, yeah, definitely. So it's crazy. It's crazy. I think the draw to a lot of it too, because you have a lot of these people, you know, these celebrities, like big time body people on there, like Rosa Acosta and Tahiri. I don't know if Tahiri has an OnlyFans, so don't quote me, but Amber Rose, like, you have a lot of these big body girls. I think the pull to the local girl is that girl that you've been wanting to see naked, or you've been wanting to see some of her skin. And the pull is I know you, and I know face to face, I'm never going to get this from you. So for me to be able to say, yo, I know you, and I've seen you in this manner, I think it really draws people in, which is crazy.
It does. It really does. But, you know, I'm here for the people getting their money, but I'm just like, some subscriptions I've seen, like, $50. Excuse me. Like, what? Like, I'm not mad at you.
Like, that's the whole phone bill right there. What are you doing?
I'm telling you, like, I don't know about that, but listen, get your money. It's girls that be posting stuff like, yo, I bought a house, I bought my mom a car, I paid off on my debt, I paid off on my school loans. I'm like, yo, it sounds very promising.
If this was a bitch, send in your application now.
Right. different types of people just out here getting money. Like, it's not even a situation where, like, you look and it's like people even look the same. It's for all everything. Different Absolutely. Little people, like, you know, everything. Even there's guys, there's one guy who does it. He, like, he says most of his subscribers are, you know, gay men.
It's but about he's knowing not. Your market, man. But that's where the money paying. Comes from. That's so exactly what it is. Who's coming up off that coin? Who's coming off that, right. off that green? You see a lot of people who may have fans that don't necessarily resemble them, but if they're paying, you got to play to your market.
That's what I'm saying. So listen, green check to OnlyFans. I ain't doing it, but green check.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I'm with you on that
green
one.
Green check to it.
Yeah,
you know, that you know what? Only that's a good
subscribe
place to
subscribe. And listen, and we ain't only charging you for this good ass content right here. You can find us at Disruptive Innovation Podcast on right. Instagram, Disruptive Innovation Podcast on Spotify, Apple, Facebook, wherever you get your podcast, you can find us. I thank you for joining the conversation. If you know what it is, it's always Tribe Vibes over here. Like, subscribe, yes. and join the combo. We out.